League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome back to the Tip TV Sports Show. The Rugby Boys have left the building, so it's my turn to jump into the hot seat. We've made it to Thursday without speaking to Richard Keys, so let's right that wrong, shall we? Richard is on the line. Richard, how are you?
Jamie, good, thank you. I wish I could join you in vision, as it were, but where I sit today, signal's not very good. Oh. Although the view is magnificent, Jamie. I'm looking out across the 18th at the Doha Golf Club. It's gorgeous.
I'm sure I can manage to not have to look at you sitting there on a lovely golf course in the sun for a few minutes. I'm sure I can survive. Right, Richard, a lot's happened since we last spoke to you. Chelsea, champions. Chelsea are champions.
Yeah, deservedly so. I don't buy into the nonsense, Jamie, about boring Chelsea. Sorry, you look at these statistics, and I'm not one often for doing so, but on this occasion I will. I think in every column, goal, apart from goals scored, they're two behind City. They're top of the list in terms of goals conceded, shots, you name it, they are number one on the list. They are rightly champions because you win a league across 38 games in all sorts of different conditions. All sorts are asked of you by different opponents on different occasions. They've answered everything. And I would add also, played for 10 games, the last 10 games that they've played without Diego Costa. Had he been there, I think they would also top the goals scored chart as well. It's been quite a handicap to have to get over the line without him, but I think they are the best. They deserve to be favoured as such. We should be pleased with the job that they've done, Jamie, and hope that they can carry it on into Europe next year, because they need some European success, that's for sure.
Do you think Jose Mourinho would have been almost a bit happier than normal with the result the way it went at the weekend? Obviously, a scrappy penalty and a 1-0 win. Everyone says boring, boring Chelsea, and I think he'd probably quite like to play up to that a little bit.
In a way, I thought there was a sort of perfect irony about it. And of course, did he put Zouma and the big boys on late, John Obi Mikel, in order to be sure that he defended the lead in the way that we might have expected him to around January, February, if others were snapping away at his heels. And also, by the way, a controversial penalty. My first call was pen. My second and third, having seen it again slowly, was not sure. It's why I don't believe we want television evidence making decisions in our game, because I don't think we would ever have come to a definitive on that. Real time, like Herrera's for United against Chelsea a couple of weeks ago. For me, penalty. The more you look at it, the less it becomes so. And in whose opinion is it that we make a judgment ultimately? The referees who saw it as a penalty, or the guy in the truck that we refer it to, perhaps having seen it two or three times, decides no? I think we're asking for trouble. I've always thought that with television evidence. But as far as Chelsea were concerned, job done. Absolutely delighted for them, for him, and many, many congratulations.
Moving away slightly from the football and more into sort of the politics and money side of the game, Chelsea weren't awarded the trophy after the game against Palace. I read your blog earlier this week, and you don't think that's right?
No, I was disappointed, Jamie. I am told, and I have no recollection of it always being so, and I've seen enough of them. The presentations that are made are always on the last day of the season. Well, not so for me. I don't believe that to have been the case down the years. I could see no real reason for not making that presentation at the weekend. I think the party fell flat. The trophy should have been there for me. If presenting it was an issue that television had to be there to be part of it, then change those two games round so that Chelsea play later in the day. I mean, we're only across the road at Tottenham, for goodness sake. It's not beyond the wit of man to have done that in London, I wouldn't have thought. I was just disappointed. The day needed the trophy. They'll do it again on the last day of the season, and I'm sure there'll be people enjoying their day as much as it might have been the case last weekend. But if I don't know, we're trying to sell the game to the next generation. If I'm a young lad who's bought a ticket for the first time, it may be my only time at the game. I go in the expectation that if Chelsea become champions, there's something to celebrate with. I'm disappointed. I just think the trophy should have been there. I don't I honestly can't think of a good reason why it wasn't. The only team going to win it were Chelsea. If they'd failed to get over the line, take it back this week when they play Liverpool. But present it, get it done. Mm. I think it was a mistake.
Yeah, we've got to drop out of the Premier League now because I really want to talk to you about Bournemouth and what a fantastic job they've done. They'll be in the Premier League next year. Incredible stuff.
Well, I think it's a remarkable story, bearing in mind that only 7 years ago they could have been extinct. It's a remarkable little story of the administrator saying to the chairman, or I think he was in charge of the club, the day-to-day running of the club at that time, I'm going to ask for a cheque for 100,000 today, and if it's not forthcoming, I shut the club. Well, it was. And what a remarkable story since. In every way, for me, as good as the Wimbledon story. It's 47th different club to play in the Premier League. That's more than any other league can boast around Europe, which I think speaks volumes for the opportunity that ours creates. I don't know how long they can survive if beyond one season with the income they have, the stadium that they've got, but they've touched it, and their club will never ever be the same again. They won't. It's like Burnley this year. How well have they done? They haven't overspent. They haven't extended their club to a point whereby there's trouble going forward. Every chance they can come back next year, when the trapdoor finally shuts on them this season. But for Bournemouth, it's a wonderful tale. Eddie Howe, another young manager, Sean Dyche, Nigel Pearson last year. You look further down the leagues. We've got Carl Robinson at the MK Dons bringing his team up. We've got Steve Cottrell, very, very well-established English coach. Maybe Simon Grayson can get Preston up, but there are others there, like young Clough, who yet get out of League One in the playoffs. And it's a clean sweep beyond Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank in League Two. So I think that bodes well for British coaching. That's something else we should be quietly proud of. What I would like to see happen is one of them get a big job. But I think there's a glass ceiling, sadly. We only be able to take our English coaching to a particular level, it seems, and never beyond, and that's not right for me.
So just moving on to the jobs that these managers could take, let's talk about Eddie Howe. Do you think what's the best move for him, in your opinion? Does he stay? Because he'll be offered a bigger job, surely, because of what he's done.
No, I think he stays, Jamie. I think he could, but he's also, by his standards, been offered a bigger job previously. Remember, he had a spell at Burnley,
yeah,
and it didn't work out. We are led to believe, for family reasons, maybe the case that Eddie likes to live and work in the area that he does. And, you know, the grass isn't always greener. He can't fail next year for me. If they go back, no one expects them to stay. He's done a remarkable job getting them up. There will be something for him going forward. I don't think he should jump at the first opportunity because I don't think it'll be the right opportunity. I think the one after next, if it keeps going the way I hope it does for him, by the time he's 40, he could have one of the top jobs in football, and I hope he does.
One more topic I want to talk about before we leave you, and that's Newcastle United. About 4 or 5 weeks ago, you came on the show and said, I've looked at their fixtures and I don't see where they're going to get another point. Well, they haven't got another point since then. Will they get another point before the end of the season and save themselves?
I'm not convinced they will. I think the club's in absolute turmoil. And I think the dilemma that Geordie fans have got is horrendous. There is a view that if they went, Mike Ashley might bail out. I'm not of that opinion. I think if they went, chances are he'll dig in again and be there longer. But I don't see any sign of him calling it a day. Steve McLaren's name was mentioned, Jamie, in conjunction with the job. He says he's staying at Derby. Again, if I'm a Newcastle fan, Steve's arrival, does that excite me? I don't think it does. I still think there's a real danger. What saves them probably is that Hull and Sunderland don't get enough points, probably. But it's going to get very, very tight, and they've got to do something to get some belief back in that club. For me, I'd go to Ajax and see if I could tempt De Boer across the English Channel, but I just don't see anybody any time soon having much success with Newcastle United. It seems that Mike Ashley's quite happy for it to take over, quite happy for it to stay in profit, and by the way, for himself to be taking money out of it, which I think he is now. It's Newcastle, but it's nothing like Newcastle that we know.
people often use the phrase too big to go down, too big a club to go down. That's nonsense, isn't it? We've seen big clubs go down before. And Newcastle, I mean, maybe not this year, but if they don't sort something out, they're going to be in bother again next year.
Well, they have to take a decision. John Carr was a nice guy, and Peter Reid worked with him down at Plymouth. Peter was with us here last week on Being Sports at the weekend. He assures me he's a good guy. Well, you know, he might be, but he's not the right guy for Newcastle United. It just, for whatever reason, it hasn't worked. I think he's given everything and more than he could. At times, I think he's been perhaps almost too keen and bordering on desperate for the job. He's not going to get it, but whatever Newcastle do next, Jamie, they've got to get it right. What is right? Well, for Newcastle, probably 10th to 14th at the moment. Can they have ambition beyond that? Not the way they run the club. Not for me, the way they run the club at the minute. Maybe a cup success. That would help. But there's no sign of that. It's a real shame. And worse for me, that the anniversary of King Kev's salvation of Newcastle United was the weekend of the Leicester defeat at Leicester, where they won to stay in League Two, and the rest, of course, is history. They got promoted the year after, and they gave us a wonderful ride for 4 or 5 seasons under Keegan. But they seem a long, long time ago those days.
Richard, I won't keep you any longer. Go and enjoy yourself. Have a nice drink after a long day on the golf course. You deserve it, mate.
Thanks, Jamie.
Speak to you soon. Thanks, Richard.
See you again.
See you. Right. There you go, Richard Keys' thoughts on the Premier League and a bit of Championship as well. We're going to have a quick break when we come back. Premier League darts.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting 3 matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.